I've been hearing on the media recently that there's free flu shots in town for those who want to go in and get them. How will that news that we're hearing, or will it affect in any way the spread of the flu virus?
Oh, it will be of great value to the spread of the flu virus. You see, your television is the most dramatic and effective influencer for illness that we have ever experienced in all of our non-physical days. For as we watch 1 hour of your television viewing, we are amazed at the amount of negative influence. Let us tell you how they assist you. Now remember, the creation of anything is to give thought to it.
Right.
And then expect it. And it is. And so they show you the statistics. They tell you the horror stories. They stimulate your thought.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are being stimulated by the thought in great detail, you have the emotion, the dread, the fear. I do not want that. One half of the equation is complete. And then they encourage you to go in for a checkup or to come and get the free flu shots. Obviously, we know it is an epidemic, or we would not be offering the free flu shots, you
yes.
see. And that completes the expectation
yes.
or the allowing part, and now you are in the perfect position for the receiving of the flu or whatever it else is they are talking about. As they tell you, one out of every five has it, and you are probably the one, they scare you. They encourage you to give thought with emotion. And then they say, see your physician. And when you go to your physician, remember the intent of the physician is to find something wrong. Now you are expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, under that sort of thought process, you will receive much of the subject. Look around you. There are many more who are sick.
I heard two people at last night's session saying, I think I may have the flu coming on. So that's what that's from. They've been listening to the shows and their thought is stimulated.
They have received some sensation
mm-hmm.
that is not what they are used to. Perhaps a warning signal that they are a little tired. The weather has changed. They are a little colder.
Uh-huh.
There are many reasons for changes in sensations. If you will learn to catch your warning signals at the early subtle stages and use that warning as a stimulation to help you state what you do
yes,
want,
yes.
then you will never have to have anything that you do not
catch
want.
Catch it while it's small. Sure.
Learn to catch those things in the early subtle stages. Negative emotion is a warning that you are thinking or speaking or acting in some direction that you are not wanting. And if you will catch it in the early
yes.
stages, then it will not, by law of attraction,
Good.
Be allowed to grow.
Good.
And so it is with the little pain or the little twitch or the little thing in your physical body that is not normal. It is all of the widespread influence of illness that makes you worry about a little pain that isn't even as important as you would pinch your hand with your own fingers.
Yes.
And yet, because it is something you cannot identify, you jump to the conclusion that there is something wrong, you add emotion to it, and you begin attracting, you see.
Can the gnarled joints that some arthritic people have, or the memory failure or loss that some people seem to have developed, can that be resolved? Can it be turned totally around at whatever age?
Indeed, it can. It is not believed that it can be by most. But it is our knowing that there is no state of deterioration that cannot be resolved.
Okay.
If the wanting and belief are there.
Right. So a person just has to know that.
That is correct.
You know, I know I've consciously, on purpose, added muscle to my body back when I had little and wanted it. Can I consciously, or can any of us consciously, add or detract bone from our body as well?
You can, in the same way. The difference is that the current belief about the muscle is there. The current belief about the bone is not.
True. I saw a man who had developed tremendous muscles, and I wanted that.
It is something that many are doing.
But I haven't seen bone changed.
You see, that is the reason that you evolve so slowly as people. You must be convinced through belief that something can be because you see evidence of it.
Yes.
What we are wanting you to understand is that you need not see evidence in order to create it once you understand the law is absolute.
So the challenge is being that pioneer, the first one out, huh?
From our perspective, it is wondrous to be the pioneer.
Yeah.
When you understand that you have only to want it and allow it to be and it is, then you're able to be or do or have anything that you're wanting, including perfect health,
yes,
from state of great deterioration.
Yes.
But it is not always easy for you to sever yourself from the world that believes otherwise long enough to keep your thoughts focused upon what you want. But when you understand that from your state of being, which is your mental projection of self,
yes,
that is the state from which you attract,
yes,
then you will find yourself fighting to have 10 or 15 minutes a day to go into a workshop where you can imagine yourself in perfect state of health,
yes,
or prosperity or whatever else,
yes,
you're wanting. You see, what has been has nothing to do with what will be. And what others experience has nothing to do with what you experience. But you must find a way to separate yourself,
right,
from all of that, from the past and from the others, in order to be what you want to be, you see.
In other words, an example is there, people have been running for thousands of years, and no one had been able to cover a mile in 4 minutes' time. And then a man named Roger Bannister did it. And once he did it, then those who hadn't separated themselves from mankind at that time could connect to him, and then there were many, many, many do it now.
And we are appreciating those pioneers, as you say,
yes,
who show new lack of limitation.
Right.
But still,
yes,
that is going about it the hard way.
Yeah.
If you must wait for someone else to do something to prove to you that it can be done, in most cases, you will wait many more than one lifetime for your proof.
Yes.
But when you accept that the law of creation is absolute, then you say, so I am sick, and so they say this disease is fatal.
Yes.
What I have just learned is that I am creator, not fate,
mm-hmm,
not heredity,
mm-hmm,
not what anyone else says,
right,
but what I want makes the difference.
Yes.
And if your wanting is intense enough and passionate enough, then you can override some of those beliefs. And you can have your miracle.